This is Gamercast episode 310. £899. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. This is the show recorded on the 10th of September 2012. Hello, I'm your host. My name is Paul, and join me this week, as always, is Catherine.
Hello.
So what's happening?
Not much, I don't think. There's not a huge amount going on in the gaming world.
Well, I would have thought there would be, but again.
Well, there's some stuff going on, but not a huge amount that I think. Yeah.
Now for the news.
Okay, well, first up in the news, as you may have noticed, there's a theme recently. More Eurogamer Expo news. Because, of course, Eurogamer Expo is happening quite soon. I could talk with my hands and about like this. Yes, so they've announced a few things. They seem to announce a couple of things every week, which then, of course, piles up to lots of news. So with Sega, I believe, and just because they liked what they did with Rezzed, they're doing Indie Game Zone like they always do. With it's sponsored by Sega. They're doing an indie thing. So like the Left Field Collection was at Rares, you have Hotline Miami and all this other stuff. And they've said we're gonna try and have a bigger emphasis on indie stuff because I mean generally the indie zone at Eurogame Expo is really really popular usually anyway. But it's this really small, not this small of course, but like if you think of the kind of big displays the big games have, it has this tiny compact thing which actually has walls either side of it, so then it's squished for people to get in the middle and play games, and then it gets really hot and it's like it's not very nice. But it'd be nice if like at Rez they had like a one wall thing and another
one
wall thing
wall.
And they could be double sided of course. Yes, we can tell what film Paul wants to watch at the moment. If I could find my copy.
Batman.
As well as the kind of indie stuff,
Batman.
Crytek have announced that they've got
Batman.
Warface on show and playable. So Warface is out, I believe, in Russia and maybe Korea or somewhere like that. But it hasn't been released elsewhere yet, but it is going to be released in the UK now. And they've got it on show. There's PvE and PvP missions to play. It's a free-to-play first-person shooter released by Crytek coming out soon.
Crytek.
They've also got Crysis 3 as well, if you prefer the Crysis side of Crytek. But then, of course, you know, it's had EA.
Yeah, but Crysis is
gone
all
over
it. Now Far Cry is looking...
Except for their co-op stuff, that looked a bit funky.
I don't care about co-op.
Yeah. Well, it just looks a bit bad.
Who would I play co-op
but
with?
Far Cry 3 looked good.
Windsor.
I thought Far Cry 3 looked...
Leith Baxter.
I'm quite interested in that.
Harley Hood. Catherine Woolley. Come on.
But, like, with Far Cry 3, I haven't got it pre-ordered.
£5 deposit in-game.
Yeah,
for
but there's...
the funky Predator edition.
What's that got with it?
I don't work there. How am I supposed to know what I...
Well, there's a few collector's editions for it, so... and then as well as that, Square Enix... Did we mention this? I don't think we did last week. Square Enix have announced...
Enix. Square Enix.
Square Enix. In it, bruv.
Round, in it.
In it, bruv.
We're going to form our own gaming company. Round, in it.
Round, in it. Round, in it.
No, rectangular, in it.
Rectangular, in it. I don't get it. Should I get it? I don't get it.
Were you looking for something in particular?
Well, I was double checking. It was mentioned last week. No, it wasn't. So Square Enix have announced that they've got two of the games on show, both external developers.
Ooh.
So one from Crystal Dynamics and one from IO Interactive.
Crystal Dynamics? Guessed. That's like Tomb Raider, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
See, I know stuff about
IO?
Games.
IO Interactive?
Huh?
Hitman.
Hitman.
What else
oh,
would
yeah.
it be?
That old franchise that nobody cares about
Danish
anymore.
Danish to you, is it? Danish.
Let's talk about a good game like Where's MechWarrior?
So yeah, they've got Tomb Raider playable on the show floor, apparently. I haven't been able to play it. I want to play it.
Not allowed.
And then they've got a developer session with the Crossroads demo that they showed off to the press at E3. And then with Hitman, they've got a developer session showing off the new online contracts mode. I should also mention Warface has a developer session as well on the Saturday. With, I think, Hitman's on the Thursday? Yeah, Hitman's on the Thursday, and Tomb Raider's on the Sunday. So if you want to watch the developer sessions, you can. Hitman's also playable on the show floor, but they haven't really announced what they've got demoing. So it could be like Streets of Hope, it could even be Contracts, who knows. But yeah, so Eurogamer, of course, as we mention every week, is the 27th to the 30th of September. Saturday's all sold out. Sunday's close to being sold out. You can't buy the super tickets anymore, which were a cheap ticket for all the days. I don't think they've got any early bird tickets for anything left, so you'd have to come during the day as opposed to in the morning. But yeah, so that's cool. Next up, a smallish game, I suppose, although they do quite a few games, because it's a Cyanide, right? Cyanide's upcoming game, of Orcs and Men, and Focus Home have announced that you can purchase the soundtrack through iTunes, Amazon, and buy a physical CD version as well from Wayo Records, which I believe gets signed. Yeah. If you order a copy of the soundtrack from Wayo Records, then the first 200 people will get it signed by the composer, which is quite nice. Oh. I think it's quite cheap. I can't remember how much it is, and I don't have a price here. But Of Orcs and Men is coming out on Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and Windows sometime in October. Next up, a game based around a film that came out earlier this year called Iron Sky, which was Nazis from Space, right?
Nazis don't come from space.
Oh, sorry, wait. It's Moon Nazis invading Earth.
How did they get to the moon?
I don't know. But their Reality Pump are making a game for it called Iron Sky Invasion, or a game based around the kind of idea. It's being developed by Topware Interactive, and it is apparently the official video game for the film itself. You have to defend the Earth from a Nazi invasion from space with a variety of experimental, secretly manufactured space fighters tasked with keeping the Moon Nazis from planet Earth. The screenshots are quite nice. They've got some nice ships with detailing on them, but they don't really show any gameplay. They've stated it's close to a space simulation game, blending political and tactical components with a classic space fighter gameplay. It's using Reality Pump's own technology, which is their Grace 2 engine, which they claim allows photorealistic renderings of hundreds of spaceships,
wow,
advanced destruction physics, and sophisticated AI for piloting spacecraft. It also means that the game can automatically be done in 3D for people with 3D TVs and monitors. And Iron Sky Invasion is coming out on Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and Windows November 30th this year. Next up, while Paul is playing, is it Tap Tiles?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I
say. I'm struggling now.
You have to explain to me how it works when we talk about it later.
Talking about it later?
Yep.
Since when?
It was announced to be a launch game for Windows 8.
Oh, it's already here.
Yeah, but like the company that are making it announced it.
Yeah, what?
They announced it last week though, so probably when it came out. Next up, some cool news. Joe Danger 2, the movie, has a release date, which is really cool. And it's actually in a couple of days. So Joe Danger 2, the movie, I've played at various events. It's the sequel to Joe Danger, which was a PS3 only game originally, and then they released a special edition on Xbox Live Arcade. And they're now releasing its sequel only on Xbox Live Arcade at the moment. They haven't announced anything of a PS3 release. But I'm sure that if they do announce that, we will mention it as well. The game itself is coming out September 14th, so that's this... Oh, wait, that's Friday. Really?
Yeah, really?
I've noticed some games aren't coming out on Wednesdays and come out on Fridays instead.
Wow.
For 1,200 Microsoft points, which is exactly the same as the Special Edition that came out. Also, at the moment, you can pick up Joe Danger Special Edition for 600 Microsoft points, which is half price. So you can pick that up if you want to bide your time while you wait for the second one. Sequel's awesome. You can race on unicycles. You can be a cupcake on a unicycle. And it's got like 4-player multiplayer. And a better track editor than what you got with Joe Danger Special Edition. And it sounds like better sharing, which was one of the downsides, because you could only share it with friends who had it, as opposed to upload it to a server or something. And I'm hoping they've done that this time around. And yeah, there's just like tons of different new vehicles in this. And it's quite challenging at times, which Joe Danger always is. And also then, I suppose, easy at times too. So it's balanced quite nicely. And I can't wait to pick it up.
Fantastic.
Roller Coaster Tycoon, which people may have, of course, played to death on Windows in the past. Did you ever play Roller Coaster Tycoon?
Not probably.
Or any of them? Well, Namco Bandai and Atari have announced that they're releasing Roller Coaster Tycoon 3D on the Nintendo 3DS in Europe and Australia this October. They're adding new features. For example, a new gameplay mode called Coaster Story, which blends together tutorials and park challenges into a cohesive and entertaining narrative and offers players tons of special unlockable content. As well as that, first-person view for coaster rides, of course, has 3D effects, so I guess it makes it look nice. Ability to freely customise the design of roller coasters and theme parks with the use of stylus and touchscreen interface. And you can take pictures of yourself on your rides. And you can look around your theme park by tilting your 3DS around. It's also got Street Pass stuff, which is weird because it actually. So I think it's kind of sounds like how The Sims did it, and they've got Street Pass stuff that works on sharing your created things based on when you pass with people. Someone else has Roller Coaster Tycoon. You put maybe one of your rides or your roller coasters that have been prettied up with your Street Pass and stuff, and then you pass someone, and then they'll get it, and they'll be like, "Oh, this is really cool. I wonder who made this." And then you'll never find them again.
Bob Geldof.
And you can also apparently invite your Mi Plaza people to your theme park. So all the people you Street Pass can pop to your theme park. Of course, not by choice. You'd just be able to say, I want my people in there. That's cool. Some CD Projekt Red news. So CD Projekt Red have said that if any fans of The Witcher 2 or any of their games... would like to take part in something, because anyone who's got The Witcher 2 Assassins of Kings purchased off Steam will be automatically
deleted.
Okay, so if you buy it from now to September 30th and provide proof of purchase along with a short explanation of why you should start in their next game. So what they're doing, they're doing a competition where they can put someone in the next game. I guess they'll just either model someone off photos. They've just said, they just have your face digitalized and inserted into one of their games. So you could just be a random person walking that way or a quest giver or something like that. It doesn't...
Well,
who knows what you'd be. Or if you already own the game, you send in a picture of yourself dressed as a character from one of their existing games using various props to make the picture more believable and entertaining, and a short explanation of where they should start in the game. So it seems that people who haven't already bought it have an easier way of entering than the others.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think that's a bit harsh?
Meh, it's a competition. They can set the rules whatever they want.
Mm. Some missions until the end of September, so September 30th, and it's at 10 p.m, well, 2200 hours GMT, for anyone who would like to enter. Oh, sorry about that, knocking my laptop on the thing. And there'll be one winner from each submission pool, so people who have bought it recently or people who bought it in the past. And they'll announce winners in October, and you have to be at least 18 to apply. So yeah, the world promotional video as well, advertising, which you can check out.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. My teeth hurts. You could talk about the next thing.
What am I supposed to be talking about?
Okay. Well... they've announced a new game to sit alongside the kind of classic PC games, well, computer games that you get with a computer. That even makes sense. So, like, you always get Solitaire and Minesweeper and stuff like that.
What about Reversi?
Reversi? No.
You used to.
Did you? When was that?
15, 20 years ago. Windows 2 or 1 or 3 or something.
So yeah, to sit alongside the Solitaire Collection, Minesweeper and Mahjong, for Windows 8, they're releasing a new game called Tap Tiles, which is a 3D puzzle game. What is it you do? Match stuff?
You match stuff, but you can only match stuff that are on corners. So if they're blocked in, you can't match. And you basically just have to do it as fast as you can.
So like Mahjong in a way?
Yeah, but 3D. So you actually have to...
3D Mahjong. Rotate it. Like, to see stuff. Across 3D.
40G in it by default. More G promised like the other games later on.
Oh, I didn't realise that they're promising more.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, half the stuff, if you look, let's just quickly show Catherine this. In all the games, half the stuff is actually locked, and it'll be, they say you'll get it all in an update. Arcadium, that's who makes the games.
Yeah, because it was Arcadium that just mentioned the, or did the press release.
So yeah, coming soon, leaderboards. So yeah, there'll be an update with all this new stuff.
Oh yeah, new Xbox Live achievements and all. Interesting.
I'm a bit concerned that SoundForge stopped recording again.
Has it?
Yeah.
Does that mean we're going to have an issue?
No, it just means it'll be delayed. Mm. And the audio version won't be as high quality.
Mm.
Because I'll have to extract it from the video. And the annoying thing is, this shouldn't be related to the Audigy. Because this is its own separate thing. This isn't a microphone plugged into the Audigy. This is a microphone that's standalone. The reason I got this was to escape the issues with the Audigy on 64-bit operating systems.
So is there something wrong with your microphone?
No. I'm still going to blame Creative. In fact, when we're finished with this, I'm going to see how many slots I've got available in that computer, and I'm going to order a new sound card.
I want to see if it works.
Yeah, I'm not going to use the integrated piece of crap on it because I need high-end integrated crap. Even though the integrated stuff's actually far more feature-rich than the Audigy is by the time it's mangled with all their drivers that don't work.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Broken Sword, The Serpent's Curse, because this is a brand new Broken Sword game coming out on the...
Windows?
And that's going to be really great.
Coming out on the Windows? That's it, going on Windows. On the Windows. So yeah, Broken Sword, The Serpent's Curse. I believe it's coming out on Android and iOS. They want to release it for I don't know how you say it. That new thing that might or might not be created.
What new thing?
The thing that went out, the console that went up on Kickstarter.
Get real.
So yes, they broke their barrier of $400,000, which is what their target was.
Do you know what my target is? 1 million.
Oh, they're also coming out on Macintosh, Linux, and as I said, Android and iOS and Windows.
Android is Linux.
Is it? Oh, yeah, of course it is. Sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah, so they reached their goal in 13 days. They also announced their stretch goals, which they've created, which range from adding in things they thought they... Well, they've cut from the schedule because they don't have the time and money.
More stuff's going wrong.
Because they don't have the time or the money, or adding in even more environments and characters to even
stupid Flash.
If they make a million, start work on Beneath the Steel Sky 2, which of course a lot of people want. I know loads of people that want it. Jeez.
You carry on with what you're doing. I'll worry about the fact that I should have restarted the computer before doing this. Because I knew the video drive was on its way out. Because I had a bad frame rate in Terraria.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So this is the worst press release to try and read ever. So, on September 27th, Marvelous AQL, which is a new kind of creation of Marvelous Entertainment, is releasing Half a Minute Hero on Steam and Playism, which I guess is another digital and kind of website thing. And yeah, it's a cool little game. Each kind of moment you play is 30 seconds long, and then you, when you complete it, you go back and you've got another 30 seconds to do something else.
So it's like quite a high intensity hero.
Game. It is Half a Minute Hero.
No, I know that.
Well, it originally came out. Jeez.
My headphones fell on the floor.
Yeah.
Can we carry on, please?
Yeah.
Fine, let's talk about Zelda. Because Link is gay.
You're looking massively red today, Paul. Soon you'll be fixed, won't it?
It won't matter soon anyway, won't it?
I'm sorry. Okay, so Legend of Zelda Symphony of the Goddesses is the kind of American tour for Legend of Zelda music. And they've announced some new dates, ranging from September to December.
What are these doing on
across,
here anyway?
I don't know. Have you been using them? Toronto, Minneapolis, Dallas, Boston, Chicago, San Antonio, Calgary, New York, West Palm Beach, Miami, and San Jose. So if you live in any of those areas, they're doing concerts. So I think that's pretty cool. They're really amazing to go to. We went to, it wasn't called that over here, but whatever. I know you didn't, but me and Charlie did. And it's just amazing having Zelda music played by an orchestra.
As opposed to being played by a strange man on the corner of the street.
That would be quite interesting, though. Passing a strange man on the corner of the street playing some music from Zelda.
Shall we talk about the new Pro Evolution Soccer game?
Yeah, did you notice how I spelled it out?
That's how it should be.
Yeah, as opposed to the press release that was PES.
No!
2003.
It's not
PES. I know it's not PES. It's
Pro Evo. I don't care.
The whole press release says PES.
What anyone says, it's Pro Evo.
Wow. So they have announced the release date for Pro Evolution Soccer 2013 on PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, and Windows, and it's coming out September 21st, so quite soon. That's before FIFA, isn't it? 21st?
For the 21st of what?
September.
Then yes, it is.
They're obviously doing this on purpose. And they've also said that there are release dates planned for a PSP, PS2,
yeah,
3DS, and Wii version.
Well, so FIFA still comes out on PS2, or it did as recently as like a year or two ago.
Don't you find it weird though that they make a PS2 version, but they don't make a DS version? Okay, so yeah, for Pro Evolution Soccer fans out there, you can buy it before FIFA comes out. Starbreeze have announced that they're going in partnership with 505 Games to publish their next two games, because of course after doing Syndicate with EA, they don't seem to be working with them anymore. And they've said that they're going to release Payday 2, see what Payday, and P13, which is a working title for their next upcoming game. They haven't really said too much about it. Both games will be available for download, and they'll be coming out in 2013. Next up, Tiny Bang Story, which is a little kind of point and click seek yourself adventure game that I really love playing on Windows, is coming out for is out now for Android devices. Of course, if you have an Android device, they can play it. Because
if you have an Android device, you need to get a proper thing.
Well, who knows if, like, anything on the marketplace will work on your phone. How can they release something for something that can be so wildly different? I don't understand how it can be a successful
model. Well, the way
you
release things on the computer.
I suppose. Except you can't upgrade your phone.
This is what you need it to work. No refunds.
Yeah. And then there's a demo for a game we mentioned a couple of weeks back called Shifting World, which is a 3DS game where you shift between parallel universes or dimensions or whatever, and the black turns to white and the white turns to black.
Where you shift between parallel rooms.
And there's a demo up, coming out on the Nintendo 3DS eShop this week. Talking of demos as well, F1 2012 has a demo coming out
later
In North America on PS3 tomorrow on the 11th, depending on which day you listen to this, and on Wednesday 12th for those of you in Europe. But oh yeah, and 360. Oh, and 360, the demo should be out now, and on Windows as well. So you just have to wait an extra day or two for PS3. So yeah, if you want to play the new F1 game, F1 2012. You can download the demo now. The game, of course, comes out on the 21st of September, so you get to play it a little bit before it comes out, and decide if you want the new F1 game. And then finally, the reason why the name for the title for this week's show, Capcom have finally, well, I suppose finally, Paul hates that me saying that word, finally.
Don't say finally.
I know, I
see. It makes it seem like you've been waiting 20 years for this press release.
No, it's not for this press release, but for this. So Capcom in America have had a online store for years and years. However, in the UK, they have, well, in Europe, they've gotten around to opening one now. And to kind of, I suppose, start it off, they've got some Resident Evil 6 stuff that you can pre-order, including an exclusive leather jacket edition of Resident Evil 6, which costs £899. There's also a limit of one per order, so if someone wanted to order two, they're not allowed. You can only have one £900 game.
I want two £900 games.
So what you get a copy of the game, a leather jacket that's like, well, it's supposed to be Leon's, four Leon, tablet cases. I was looking at this today, and I'm really not too sure what a tablet case is supposed to be. I was looking at it with various people, and we just weren't sure whether that meant tablet as in pills. They're not tablet PC shaped in any way, or tablet PCs are different sizes. But it might just be
drugs, and
I guess
the drugs from the game.
You also get three DLC maps for the Mercenary stage and Resident Evil 6 stickers, which looks like three or four little tiny stickers. They've also got a couple of other ones on there, including the tablet case edition, which comes with a tablet case, the game, a figure. Oh, no, that's just a... Wait, why has it got people there? I would have thought they were figures. And a DSO t-shirt edition, which is a DSO t-shirt. Oh, there you go. Recovery items in Resident Evil 6 are stored in tablet cases, and we have created four different tablet cases as an exclusive Capcom store item. The design of each tablet case is inspired by the Resident Evil 6 characters, and a limited number of pieces are created. The design of the cases is subject to change without prior notice. So in the tablet case edition, you can get a random case of four. In the leather jacket edition, you get all four. And in the DSO t-shirt edition, you get a Leon one. And they've all got different designs.
Do you get the care package helicopter?
The care package helicopter?
Yeah.
Care package helicopter?
See, this is why you're not a proper gamer. A proper gamer would immediately leap into the air and say, I want my Call of Duty crappy helicopter.
Now, proving that we do care about your opinions, your letters.
We'll follow shortly after this disclaimer. Gamercast does not endorse any opinions and or views expressed in any of the letters we receive. All letters are presented as is and confers no warranty or rights.
Okay, so I made the mistake of going on the YouTube channel. We had a comment asking, by today starts tonight, when we do another collector's edition unboxing. Now this is a key point, because the people subscribed on the Gamercast channel subscribe to it for the unboxings. So therefore, as of today, I'm announcing there will be no more video episodes of Gamercast on YouTube.
Can I say one thing to today starts tonight?
No, you're not allowed to answer the question.
Can I just say, I can't even see myself, it's really weird. There haven't really been any collections coming out for anything. so I can't magic games out of nowhere. To be fair, I have got a couple that I can do, but I have been quite busy. So I'm apologising for not having done any.
Okay, UFB Voodoo Child says, still as cringeworthy and awkward as I remember. With all due respect, in my opinion, you need to cut the show down to 30 minutes. What am I always saying?
We had a 30-minute show there, didn't we?
Yeah, the one there you wanted to get it
the
over
one where
really
I rushed.
Quickly.
I wanted to go make my
As there is a lot of waffling, especially on his side.
Paul hardly says anything though.
I'm the one who keeps it interesting. Second, you should at least try and appear interested. Starting the video yawning every 5 seconds isn't a great impression. It makes you look bored.
This is because I'm tired.
Yeah,
I
some
can't
people
help if I yawn.
Have jobs and work 60-hour weeks. Yeah?
I get tired, and because we do this quite late in the day as well.
Yeah, this is 9 o'clock at night.
We're both knackered after work.
Yeah, man, do you know how much stuff I just got done at work today?
I can't help it, I'm tired.
Next up, Fred, you should lose the god-awful music for the intro news and replace it with something different, coupled with an animation.
An animation?
Alright, I'll just do that in my spare time, okay? The music, you know, music costs money to use music.
Yeah, to use actual music.
What do you expect me to do, just nick people's music?
As much like, as every, I, like the whole internet does, I suppose.
You know, we don't do that because we're professional. It's plain awkward when the music starts and you just stare into space while it's playing. That's actually a good point, which is why earlier in this episode, not that anyone's ever going to see it because it's not video and it's not going on YouTube, I cut to a blank screen.
I didn't know she did that. I was thinking, why is Paul doing this right now? I had no idea why.
And last but not least, if it was up to me, I would have the video with Catherine and Charlotte, because I don't feel the guy doesn't particularly contribute much and comes across as trying too hard to spell wrong. To amuse, well, all of this is spelled wrong.
Yeah,
honest,
it's okay. Well, it's
trying too hard to amuse the viewers. Overall, it comes across as just very unprofessional.
So, can I say one thing on that last comment?
I vote that you and Charlotte do a show, and I do my show with my people.
So, if me and Charlotte did the show, we'd sound the same.
No, we'd just put an effect on your voice.
We sound almost the same. So, if anyone was to listen to the podcast, they'd get confused. I get confused whenever I've listened to episodes of the podcast where both me and Charlotte have been on, because we do sound quite similar.
We sound really similar. So, yeah, thank you for your feedback. We will take that into consideration by scrapping the YouTube version of the show.
That's okay. Try and do more videos for the YouTube thing. I have a pickups video to post up. I just haven't got around to editing.
Because it's not like it makes any money.
No.
And to be honest, yeah, we have, what, 100? How many views have we had on
the
YouTube
video? Yeah, we don't
get
too many views on the YouTube ones.
127.
Gone up.
That podcast, this 309 so far has had 12,000 downloads in audio form. So screw it. Audio people like the show. They like me being entertaining. That's how we're going to do it. We're going to do audio and we're going to do a live version. If you want to see us video, watch us live. Simples. Because live is really where the party's at anyway.
You're a meerkat. Everyone says simples now.
Simples, it's like really. Simples.
Like really.
Let's move along.
I think it's a shame, but to be fair, you know, as you said earlier,
I've been waiting for an excuse to scrap
anyway. Well, you have been waiting for an excuse, because then it's another thing that you have to do.
But then to be fair, I've been waiting for an excuse to scrap the whole show anyway, since it didn't make any money.
For the past, probably like...
4 or 5
6
years.
Past 6 years, maybe, you've been trying to scrap it. But yeah, the people on the YouTube channel, they kind of want the unboxings and pickups and stuff like that.
Well, I'm thinking if someone wants to give me money to have a Skype Pro subscription so I can do multiple video chat, me, Matthew Windsor, Reese Baxter, and whoever other random people can all just do a show, and then it would just be us blabbering about random shit.
Sounds like old GamerCast.
Like the proper original
unorganized
GamerCast. The good GamerCast, where it the show notes was just a rough suggestion.
In it. Yeah, before I came along and made nice orderly show notes.
We actually had someone moan about the fact that we had segments. So the reason we had segments is because we had feedback from listeners saying, I'll be better if it was organised.
Someone moaned about
so
segments.
People always argue back and forth, so whatever.
Well, the thing is,
I'll do what I want.
With the segments and the timestamps that Paul nicely puts on the show note, on the notes for the show whenever he posts them up, it means that if someone quickly wants to listen to something, they can go
like
to it.
Like Maniac Game, which is the only bit worth really watching.
As opposed to when Paul and Adam did it a bit unorganised, whereas it'd say a couple of notes for each item, but they'd kind of, because of Adam, they'd kind of go off in a different direction and fly over somewhere and then talk about something completely different, and it might not be mentioned, so you might miss out on it.
It's time for Name That Game. Okay, last week, everyone would have heard... Get ready to have to restart the computer. Yeah, what a fantastic game.
I played that to Gary twice. But we still couldn't figure out what it was.
The answer was, of course, Lemmings to the Tribes.
Really?
Yeah, really.
I have that game.
No one guessed right. Someone on YouTube guessed.
James Pond. I saw that comment. I thought, Paul doesn't really like James Pond, does he?
I've used it before, haven't I?
What, this track?
No, James Pond.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, this week we've got something a bit different. No clues whatsoever for this. Because I'm not doing clues anymore, screw it.
Welcome back to the stage of history.
If you didn't catch that, it's welcome to the stage. Welcome back to the stage of history.
I know that.
Yes,
okay,
you know it.
It's a fighting game. Right?
No comment. No clues. It's too easy to have clues.
I know that ding.
Do you want to hear the ding again?
Yeah.
Welcome back to the stage of history.
Sounds almost Dreamcast-like.
Oh, Soul Calibur. Soul Calibur. I'll go with Soul Calibur. Although your thing has it as one word. I'm going
with
Soul Calibur.
How do you spell
Calibur? No, it's how you spell it. They spell it, Calibur.
Are you sure? Because
they don't spell it like Calibur with an R and an E.
Okay, so Catherine is saying it's Soul Calibur. If you think you know what it is, feedback at gamercast.net or leave a comment on our website, gamercast.net, on this week's episode of the show. And good luck!
New releases this week.
Okay, so there's actually a couple of decent games coming out this week.
That's out. There's a couple of games coming out, yeah.
What's out of date?
That I didn't delete the ones that aren't actually coming out. There you go. Yes, there's a few games coming out this week. First up, we have My Vet Practice 3D. This is, as you may guess from the title, a 3DS game where you are a vet practitioner, if that's the terminology, a doctor, vet, pet, person, whatever. And you're looking after all sorts of animals. I watched the trailer. There's cats, dogs, horses, guinea pigs, hamsters, cockatoos, budgies, bunny rabbits, loads of stuff. So of course it's meant, it's aimed at, like, I'd say, what kind of age is it? I'd say probably 8 to 13 year olds, when girls are in the stage of loving pets and wanting to be a vet. Most girls want to be pet vets. I remember primary school and everyone either wanted, if it was a girl, want to be a vet. Or potentially a teacher, and all the boys wanted to be firemen. That was my school.
I want to be a fireman.
Yeah? You laugh in the face of danger.
I have no sense of risk or anything, so I'm be brilliant on my health
just
and safety.
Just jump in a house
thing
on fire.
So what thing, what will you do to protect yourself if you're a fireman?
Jump in.
Nothing.
It actually looked quite nice. The models looked really nice.
It is
a 3DS game, so they have slightly nicer graphics than Nintendo DS games. At least they've got higher poly models anyway. You do all kind of arrays of vet stuff, using x-rays, scanning pets, blood tests, giving them injections. I think it was poking something up a dog's bum in the trailer, and I was like, why are you showing that in a trailer? Because it had the dog and they were putting something on his bum. I was just like, okay. It's got some AR stuff as well, which means you can bring your pets into the real world. I think, of course, the pets in the game.
What? I don't want to hear about it. I'm not at my food yet.
You can, it's also got Street Pass stuff, so you can share stuff with your friends. It's a vet game, really, in 3D, so with kitty cats and doggies and horses. What was really weird, though, is, like, in the trailer, I don't know if it's, like, the intro for the game, but it was showing all the different animals on the screen, and then a horse came in, and the others kind of blew away because the horse was around, which is a bit weird. Then we've got NHL 13 for all those ice hockey fans out there. It's coming out Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. I saw some screenshots when I was looking at it, and I think it looked pretty good. Of course, like, most sports games look pretty cool now, these days. I guess people have a bit of trouble finding it in stores. Right?
Don't look at me.
Well, you kind of, like, okay, everywhere gets FIFA, but NHL and NBA aren't as popular in the UK. I reckon NHL probably has a bit more following these days because ice hockey's quite popular. But yeah, new NHL game. So I say probably check out specialist game stores, so like Game, and maybe your indie stores that sell new games, because you probably won't find this kind of game in like a supermarket or anything like that. But you'll be able to pick up Xbox 360, PS3. Then we've got Tekken Tag Tournament 2 for PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360. This is a new Tekken Tag Tournament game. Notice it's on multiple platforms. However, of course, Tekken 6 came out on multiple platforms. But Tag Tournament, of course, the original one came out on PS2 and was, PS2 exclusive. But yeah, so Tekken Tag Tournament. So it's 2-on-2 tag team battles. Or you can, of course, have one-on-one. It's like, this is main for multiplayer, so you could have four people playing, or one person playing with two characters, and blah, 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 blah. But yeah, Tekken. Tekken's cool. I think it's got King in it, of course. Don't know if it's got any of the other guys I usually play as whenever I play Tekken. And then we've got the Battlefield 3 Premium Edition coming out on Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and PC. This, of course, comes with all five expansion packs for Battlefield 3. Back to Karkand, Close Quarters, Armored Kill, Aftermath, and Endgame, as well as 20 new maps, 20 new weapons, 10 new vehicles, and 4 new game modes, as well as 2 expansion packs to be released at a later date. It's good, of course, if you haven't bought Battlefield 3 already, but if you have, I suppose if you buy that, it's cheaper than buying the expansion packs on their own? Potentially? It depends on the price you're paying for it. It depends on the price you actually pay for the premium edition.
Okay.
But of course it's a way for EA to get a little bit more money out of Battlefield 3, really, before Medal of Honor comes out and they try and get in a bit of money from that. Medal of Honor, a warfighter.
War man.
Mm-hmm. And that's all the releases this week.
Oh wow, that's over quick. I guess looking at sound cards makes the time go by really fast.
Obviously, that's what happens.
So yeah, feedback as always, feedback at GamerCast.net.
Guess it's name that game. Name that game. If I have a think about it, I might change my guess, but I'm pretty sure it's Soul Calibur.
Okay.
I think. It sounds like Soul Calibur, because that's all about, yeah, and that ding. I played Soul Calibur lots. I think that's it. But then your thing had a little red squiggly line under it. I don't know if that's because you had it as one word or not.
Don't know.
Oh, Pawn's lost the will to live.
This episode probably won't be up in audio form tonight because I'm sure it's going to require like 10 hours of work to make it usable. Again.
Sorry, Paul.
So I'm not happy. Give me your feedback if you want like a fun show as well, like with me and my mates talking.
You and your mates?
Because we just talk shit.
Well, if you and your mates are just talking, then what's the point of me being on? I won't be able to talk.
Well, you can have your show. This is a different show.
Okay.
This is GamerCast to the max or something.
Like the WoW edition you did.
Yeah, the terrible WoW edition.
Came across to the max every month or something like that.
GamerCast to max. When we feel like it.
And once a month.
No, I'll just randomly
got a month window.
I'll just randomly start recording Skype.
Oh, okay, and you just pop them together and it'll make no sense at all. Just with some Nate Bowers and...
Nate Bowers. Say it right. Nate Bowers.
Whatever. Whatever.
Nate Power. What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Nate Bowers.
I'm not Scottish, am I?
It's
no.
Not even Scottish. It's Nate Bowers.
Where is it then?
It's Clydebank.
Is that Scotland?
No, Nate Bowers.
Whatever.
Let's close this episode up, shall we?
Yep. That sounds like a good pair.
See everyone later.
Bye. Hit me. That's a pair of yours. Non.
No, it's not.
You're working on
it? I'm getting it long again.
Do you want to have some warm hair for the winter?